By now, we've all heard there's a shortage of primary care doctors plaguing the Central Valley. So what's the cure? A new type of residency program may provide some relief and change the way we grow and retain primary care doctors in the Valley. It's called a teaching health center.
That's the pharynx right there. You see her teeth. There's the epiglottis and the vallecula behind.
That's Dr. Peter Broderick. He's the CEO of the Valley Consortium for Medical Education in Modesto. On this day, he and a group of future doctors examine x-rays and interact with patients.
Hola, señora, ¿cómo estás? Bien. ¿El dolor cómo está?
No. Broderick asks the patient about her stomach pain as the young doctor looks on.
¿Y cómo se cayó la comida hoy? ¿Bien?
Bien.
¿Sí está comiendo suficiente, piensas tú?
Sí.
Broderick works with medical students and residents through the consortium's Valley Family Medical Residency Program. It became the first teaching health center in the state when it launched in 2010 and has trained 12 doctors a year since then. The idea behind this new approach to graduate medical education is to train medical residents in community health centers and encourage them to pursue careers in primary care in underserved areas like the Valley. This new model is funded by the Affordable Care Act. Broderick again.
And so by training and paying for training in these settings, the hope is that more of the graduates from these programs will stay in these underserved settings, will work in these community health clinics, and hopefully redress some of the shortages we have with that population.
The model is gaining traction. This summer, another teaching health center, the Sierra Vista Family Medicine Residency Program, will welcome its first 4 residents to Fresno. The state's 3rd teaching health center will be located in Redding. This new concept contrasts with traditional medical residency programs, which are often based at teaching hospitals in large cities and encourage specialty training. But traditional programs still play a huge role in training our future doctors. UCSF Fresno remains the largest provider of graduate medical education in the Valley. It also accepts 12 family medicine residents each year. Gene Carlson is the assistant dean of UCSF Fresno. He says the university and the teaching health centers share the goal of increasing the number of primary care doctors in the Valley. But, Carlson explains, there are several roadblocks that prevent UCSF Fresno from growing its residency programs to meet the region's needs for primary care doctors. A major one, he says, is a convoluted system that ties the number of residents to the number of Medicare patients at a hospital. Once this number is set, it can't be changed.
We have what's called a cap that says that based on some historical number, we can only train so many residents, or we can only get funding for so many residents. We can train as many as we want if we thought we could do it for free, but we can only get federal funding for so many residents, and we live kind of up against that cap.
That's where new programs like the teaching health centers come in.
We're not trying to compete with UCSF at all. We're trying, and we don't want to have that perception. We want to understand that this is a different model that we hope will grow the number of family medicine doctors. And that there's room for both types of training residents here in the Valley and across the country.
Norma Forbes is the executive director of Fresno Healthy Community Access Partners. Her organization partnered with Clinica Sierra Vista to launch the Sierra Vista Family Medicine Residency Program. She says that the program follows a curriculum similar to more traditional programs. But residents at the Teaching Health Center will gain experience with a variety of patients and procedures instead of specializing in one specific type of medicine.
What we feel the difference will be is the Teaching Health Center primary clinics are considerably different in exposure to an ambulatory clinic that's tied to a hospital. You know, those primary care clinics are freestanding, and they're really focused on prevention and wellness and working with patients from birth to death. And as soon as you get into ambulatory clinics that are associated with a more urban environment hospital, you run into the specialization.
Forbes is confident that the teaching health center model will help train more doctors who are dedicated to serving Valley communities and slowly remedy the region's primary care doctor shortage. In fact, Forbes is hopeful that all of the program's residents will practice in clinics in rural areas of the Valley after they finish their residency. She says there's a high correlation between where doctors do their residency and where they practice afterward.
our goal is to get 100% of them, all four of them, staying right here, so that we truly are increasing the number of doctors through this residency program.
The program currently has a 3-year grant from the federal government. Back in Modesto, Dr. Broderick congratulated medical student Dr. Jules de los Santos for helping a patient reach a healthy weight.
I'm glad to hear he's doing better.
Yes.
Good job.
I'm so excited, actually.
That's right, I bet. We've been trying to get this fellow home for a while.
Valley residents can only hope that more future doctors are as excited about practicing in the region. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.